Hello Internet, welcome to the weirdest parts of history. I am Kevin Trin, and let's get started. This episode is taking place in France. Now, we are not talking about France with Louis Vuitton and Givenchy stuff. We are taking place in the 1700s, in which we have an era called the Enlightenment. Before we continue this episode, only a small portion of listeners are subscribed. So if you are new here, you should consider following us on Instagram and subscribing to us on your platform. So what is the Enlightenment? It is a European movement in the 1700s which emphasized reasoning and individualism. Descartes, Locke, and Newton heavily influenced this movement, with its prominent exponents include Kant, Goethe, Voltaire, Husserl, and Adam Smith. Several key events take place during the Enlightenment. The American and French Revolutions and the rise of Russia are some of the events that fit this era. The most prominent country during the Enlightenment is in France. Right around the same time, most European countries began to deviate away from feudal monarchies and began to divide into two different types of governments: absolute monarchies and parliamentary monarchies. Most of them, including France, went to absolute monarchies, with others going to another. Now, what does it have to do with the Enlightenment? Although absolute monarchies seemed something immoral, most of them at the time began with good intentions. These autocrats embraced the Enlightenment and hired patrons to enlighten their countries. They also used their immense power to develop professional armies, fund projects, and centralize their governments. Now you got the background information about the era, let us go to the main event. But before we get to the main event itself, let's talk about the victim, King Louis XV. He was born on February 15, 1710, and died on May 10, 1774. He ruled at the age of 5 until his death. Like many kings, he lived in luxury, and much of his parents' family, and even his own family, died. With more on that in a different article on our Instagram post. During most of his childhood as king, the regent had to rule France for him, which I did not know the name or even remember that. He was embarrassed as a dancer because he was shy. He had to face many scandals during his life with his many wives and lovers. As a political leader, he did not do well against Great Britain in the Seven Years' War. At home, he drove France into bankruptcy, turning the people against him. That is very strange, as he was also known as Louis the Beloved. Now you got the information about Louis, let's finally go to the main event. The situation is in 1757 in France. At that point, Louis had to face an almost assassination. The precise date is January 5th, 1757. At the time, Louis went to the North Parterre from the royal courtyard. However, before he even knew it, the room was dark, with a man grabbed him to his way. The king, believing he had been punched or elbowed, grasped his side with his hand. But his hand came away covered in blood. The penknife had penetrated between the fourth and fifth ribs, causing a long but shallow wound. In other words, the penknife did not wound Louis that much. He was also wearing some thick clothes, so the knife did not do much to him. He had to call the priest for help and beg the queen for forgiveness. Now you got the whole situation. Who is the imposter? That guy is Robert Francis Damiens. You probably have not heard of him. In fact, I have not known him till writing for this episode. He was a French fanatic who made that assassination of King Louis XV. He was the son of a gatekeeper, and he was a criminal. He was poorly educated as he resisted his uncle's attempts to get him educated. He went through many jobs as a domestic servant, and his stealing efforts made his masters kick him out. He tried to kill Louis for a heavenly reward. But we have to face a big question. What is Damien's motive to kill the king? As of right now, nobody knows what his motive is to kill the king, so the topic is subject to debate. Even Robert himself could not tell the entire story. During his time in court, Damiens argued that his motivation was religion. He wanted to torture the king as a prompt to restore order and tranquility to his states. He explained religion that people with holy lives should not refuse to receive sacraments. Let me explain this already explained quote even more. He wanted to torture the king because Louis refused the sacraments. With the same action, Damiens can prompt Louis to restore order to France. However, his idea of people with holy lives should not refuse to receive sacraments is irrelevant. See? Most wealthy Europeans at the time do not refuse sacraments. This quote and information supports my claim that Robert cannot tell the entire story of his motivation. Maybe not even at all. Therefore, Robert's inducement is subject to debate. Still, when talking elsewhere, some historians would say that Damiens is mentally unstable. But what do I think about his motive? I would say that Robert decides to kill Louis XV because he is not a good ruler, and the assassination would end that. Now we got relatively the whole motive of Robert. Let's get back to the event. Damiens got eventually arrested and was unsuccessfully tortured. He then went to the Palace de Guise for prison. On the morning of March 2nd, 1757, the government decided to execute Damiens. They first painfully compressed Damiens' legs with boots. Next came the red-hot pincers. They burned Damiens' holding hand. Then the government chopped Damien's tendons because they failed to rip his body parts. Finally, the government burned the remains of Damien's, with some accounts say he died when they removed his last arm. The punishment is immoral in our view, despite the cause. Back then, it is ordinary, like the burning of Joan of Arc. It is an appropriate punishment as Damiens was found guilty of the capital offense against the king. This damnation went as far as to remove the Damiens name from the French world, kick the assailant's family from France, and force them to change their titles if found. When we look at the king's side, Louis went on with awkward family dinners. He still bankrupted France and was a weak ruler. That's pretty much it. So what do we learn from it? This failed assassination shows the kind of dangers of being a popular figure, especially to that of Louis XV. Even though the world is safer now, it is still fundamental for you to protect yourself from unfamiliar foes. You should stay away from criminals at all costs, and stay in school, kids. It makes you an appreciably superior person. But hey, that's just the weirdest parts of history. This event is just a small part of King Louis XV and it does not have a relation to the Enlightenment at all. You might say that it can contribute to the exceedingly substantial French Revolution. It makes sense as it contributes to the corruption of the ancient regime and Robespierre's motivation to kill the later King Louis XVI. However, I would not say that the French Revolution has a relation to that failed assassination. I hope you like this episode and this podcast. Only a small percentage of people subscribed are listening to this podcast. Because of this, you should consider subscribing to this podcast and follow us on Instagram at TPOHpodcast. It's all free and you can always unfollow later. That is the end of this episode. I'm Kevin Trim from the Weirdest Parts of History. I'm going to see you guys in the next episode. But before I finally end, I have the sources I used on our latest Instagram post at the day we publish it. So I'm gonna see you guys later. Peace.